Test 65, Section 3, Question 3. Here we want to weaken the travel industry consultant's argument. And it says, several airlines increasing elbow room and leg room in business class, and they're doing that because surveys show that business travelers value additional space more than, say, better meals. So they're making more space because surveys show that they value that more. But airlines are over-concerned about the comfort of passengers flying on business, so they're caring too much about the business. They should instead focus on the comfort of leisure travelers, because those travelers purchase 80% of all airline tickets. So it's saying, well, don't worry so much about the business travelers. You should be worried about the leisure ones, because they're 80% of your business. So we want something that's going to weaken that, and that's going to say, no, actually, you should be concerned about your business travelers. So A, business travelers often make decisions based on whether they feel a given airline values their business. Well, that would kind of say pay attention to your business customers. It's not great, but if everything else is bad, maybe. Some airlines have indicated they will undertake alterations in seating space throughout the entire passenger area. Well, it doesn't really matter to us if some of them will, it's whether or not they should. See, sleeping in comfort during long flights is not the primary concern of leisure travelers. Well, we really don't have anything about sleeping here. And then a far greater proportion of the airline's revenues is derived from business travelers than from leisure travelers. Ah, now this would weaken the argument, because it says, yeah, 80% of the tickets are coming from leisure, but if the majority of the revenue is coming from business travelers, then even though they're a smaller percentage of the total ticket sales, if they're where the revenues are coming from, yeah, you may want to pay attention to the business travelers. So D is very good. And then most leisure travelers buy airline tickets only when fares are discounted. It's definitely not as good as B, because it doesn't say whether or not we can compare them to the business travelers, and therefore D is our best answer.